Hello?
Hello, Ray Patrol.
Mangina, I haven't talked to you in like a year.
I know, what's wrong with us?
Are we recording right now?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I have to go in 14 minutes because Tila Tequila is going to choose whether she's going to be with Danny or the boy.
Who?
Tila Tequila, you haven't watched it?
Who the fuck's that?
She's some like MySpace star, and she has an MTV reality show called A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, and she's bisexual, so like half the people were guys and half were girls. And tonight she's gonna choose her final lover, and she's choosing between the guy and the girl.
Can I tell you how depressed that makes me?
Yeah, I want to kill myself too.
You know, because not that I care, but like, you know, I think I just came on the scene too early. I mean, where's my reality TV show? It's
You
called
want a
Life.
reality show? You could have a reality show.
Yeah, I want one.
You can have one. Are you kidding? You can have one. Believe me, people will
Why?
snatch your ass up. Here's the thing that you got to realize. Tila Tequila ain't making a lot of money doing an MTV reality show like you would think,
I
you
don't think
know?
anybody makes money on reality
Yeah.
shows except the producer.
But especially not on MTV. They're not paying the people on it at all. I know for a fact because I
Yeah.
work there.
Oh.
So
How's.
it's like you could have a reality show, like you might as well put it on YouTube, you'll make the same money.
Listen, can I complain?
Please, I miss you so much, Mangina.
Okay, Rachel, I just came back. I just spent 2 days in the car with my father, driving and
Oh my God.
driving
Oh my
to
God.
Florida.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. No. No,
I
I am not
didn't even
kidding.
know you had a father, Mash. I thought you were born from an Easter egg. I didn't
Yeah,
know.
I was born from an Easter egg, and I listened to so many books on tape that, oh wait, what the fuck is this? Hold on. Hold on, hold on. Oh, okay. I thought it was an error. It's not an error. It's okay. I thought it was like, fucking don't stop recording, god damn it.
I know, it's
You
just
hear
our
me
fucking
okay, right?
luck.
You hear me okay?
You sound great.
Okay. I'm gonna go
It's so good
outside.
to hear your voice. I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you too. You know, also Reagan, I miss. I don't know what the fuck. I haven't talked to either one of you in forever.
Yeah, we're not even like friends anymore. I mean, I still love him. I'm still the same like it was last time we talked about it. I still love him and whatever,
Yeah,
and he
me
just
too. He
don't.
was gonna visit, you know, the last time he was in Chicago and he was gonna visit, but it was too cold for him. It
He
was
was in
too.
Chicago?
Yeah, he was in Chicago and he was gonna see me, and then he left me a message at 2 in the morning that, you know, sorry, too cold.
Too cold?
Yeah, too cold.
What do you not have like do you are you living under the bridge now? I don't understand.
Yeah, I live outside. I guess I don't really know what to tell you. I think he's
Don't
having
know
bad
what the
dreams.
hell. Some bullshit.
I'm not, you know, he's just young and needs to get laid a lot, I guess. Or,
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know either. I mean, I don't know shit.
Honestly, I think what it was is it's just like when you go to those fucking conferences and they just
Yeah.
kind of brainwash you and you think you're gonna get out and do all this other stuff and then you
Yeah, and you're
can't.
sucked in. It's too hard. Yeah.
I don't blame him. I really don't. I
Yeah,
wouldn't
it's
want to
too
go see
crazy.
me either. I'm so fat and ugly. Listen.
I got fat again, too. Now I'm getting skinny again.
Oh, that's good. I'm not really that fat. I was lying.
Good.
So, I have a vagina.
Tell me about Dad.
I'm afraid to because, like, he's asleep. And what if he overhears me? I'm outside on the balcony. Can you hear the ocean? Can you hear the
Is your
Atlantic?
dad like literally there with you right now?
No. 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 Okay, I'll close the door. I'll close the door. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so the thing is, you're Jewish too, so tell
Yes.
me, do all Jewish men who are old like chew with their mouths open to the point where they drive you to where you want to just hang yourself off of a rope on the nearest bridge?
That's correct, yes.
That is. Because, seriously, Rachel, I really thought at one point I was going to have a heart attack. It was that fucking bad. Seriously. And
But see, this. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, now it's on the show, and this was what I was trying to avoid. Damn it.
What happened?
Oh, I didn't want to say that on the show, because what if, you know, somebody listens who, oh, it was great time, though. I mean, we got to listen to books on tape.
Oh, stop bullshitting now.
No, I can't. It's just that, honestly, we had a great time. Well, maybe not that, maybe not that honest, but But the thing is, Rachel, that, I mean, Rachel, is that books on tape suck, and so does chewing. That's all. Everything else
books on tapes are awesome. You just listen to bad ones or something.
Well, like, he was listening to these. They're all, like, murder mysteries. And
ugh, know, yeah, that's bad.
I was, like, falling asleep, and every time I'd wake up, it's like, and he stabbed her after her undulating buttocks were revealed.
No, that's really bad.
It was, yeah.
It's very offensive to lesbian feminists such as ourselves.
True. True. Shez true. Shez true. Yeah. Now I can go back inside now that I've revealed that. That big rebel.
Your dark shame.
Yeah, my dirty shame. I might have to put that at the end of the show, though, where nobody listens. Not that they listen anyway.
Please, because you said he chews with his mouth open, that's the worst thing you've ever said about your father?
It's awful.
Okay, but I'm saying that's not such a terrible thing to say.
It's not?
No, please. Are you... I get along with my parents great. I love my parents, and I say worse shit than that all the time about them on the show to their face, and they say, you've said worse things about my mom, you know?
What do you say? Oh, I have, true, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's not bad.
I haven't said bad things about your mom.
You called her like a filthy cunt.
I did not ever.
Yes, when you guys were having your Kugel battles.
No, I called you that, I think.
And she said you were fat, because she gets right in there with it.
Listen to this. So I'm looking on Twitter now, right? Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people that, like, are telling me they're going to the Pod Show Christmas party, and they're having a good time, and they're here, and they're talking about Pod Show 3.0, and I'm like, wait a second. First of all, how come I wasn't invited? Second, how come I don't even know about it? And third, what was 2.0?
Yeah,
you know?
I would like to know the answer to all those questions as well for myself.
Like, I don't even get the fucking... I swear they just must hate me. I don't get it. They must really hate me because I'm not even on that, like, front page at all. Like, they don't have any of my shows on there. And then I don't get any of the emails I used to get. And I don't know. I think it's... I honestly think it's because I won't listen to Adam Curry's show ever since, you know, people... Like, every time people were on there, they'd call me all these names.
But why? How would he know whether you listen to his show?
Oh my God, how weird! Just as I said that, he fucking comes online on Skype. He's probably listening in. He's probably sitting there next to you. No, I don't.
He's eating my pussy right now, actually.
You know what it is? It's nothing.
And I've got you on speakerphone.
The problem is, it's just a huge company, and nobody gives a fuck about me. But it's not like they don't give a fuck about me specifically. It's just they're. Doing
yeah.
other things, and I need to get paid, so I'm not going to say anything bad. Was that bad?
No.
Okay.
Why? What happened to, like, Madge, Devil May Care Madge? What are you so worried about saying something wrong? You're not saying anything bad.
Good question.
I'm all fucked up now, too, so whatever, but I mean, what the hell?
Because, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I'm a mess. What can I tell you? I'm glad you asked me that, though. It's about time somebody did.
Oh, me too. I'm a fucking wreck. Like, I'm a miserable hag. Nobody even wants to be around me, and I don't even blame them.
Tell me that. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's how I am.
I'm like, I don't blame you.
I'm a wretch. I'm a wretch.
Yeah.
A huge wretch. And you know what I can do? I can go to the bathroom. That's what
you
I can
sure
do.
Can.
No, I mean with the laptop, so the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because now we have a router in... I managed to finagle it so that the router is in my room.
Nice.
Okay.
So wait, I don't understand. Are you in Florida right now?
I'm in Florida on the top on the top floor of a high-rise over the ocean. If you
with
to
your dad.
And my mother. She
in their apartment.
She flew, yes.
Got it.
It's a condominium.
Okay. Of course it is. Why
now,
did I think that?
Now I'm in the closet. In
what's new?
The room where the kids sleep. And there's fishies on the wall. And it's
are you dark. In Boca?
No, in Pompano Beach.
Well,
near Boca.
I would just picture Madge's parents living in Boca.
I'm having the worst midlife crisis yet. I think, like, we're approaching... Like, I'm starting to get really neurotic and crazy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, just because you're worried about people, what people are going to think and stuff, that's not like you to me.
I was watching this. Yeah, I was watching all these videos because I'm working on this new project where I'm basically creating a single web page where I hand pick videos that I like. Basically,
that's cool.
It's videocaster.org. It's just like it's hardly got anything on it yet, but you can look. But anyway, so one of the videos is this science guy, and he's a famous scientist for some neurology or bullshit, and he talks about how he got shock treatments and everything. And how now he's really healthy. But he says, like, he just has, like, every once in a while he gets neurotic and he just says, fuck it. And then he's better.
Huh.
Fuck it.
Fuck it?
Yeah.
And then he feels better?
I think it's fuck it. Yeah,
that's what you gotta do in life sometimes.
They were gonna give this guy a lobotomy. And this was early 70s. He said that was the only option for him. He was so depressed.
That's how I feel.
Really?
Kinda.
No. Really?
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, kinda.
Oh. Do you take any antidepressants?
No.
You should, maybe. Like every other fucking Jew American.
I know. I asked my doctor for some last time I saw her. And she was like, you don't need that. And I was like... She's like, what do you want it for, to try to lose weight? And I was like, well, that wouldn't be bad, but also because I'm depressed. And she was like, you're not depressed. You just want to lose weight. And I was like, you don't know me. I'm pretty fucking miserable. But I decided it was a sign because I really don't want to be on those drugs anyway, but I don't know.
She probably knows. She
doesn't know me.
Psychiatrists know shit. Like,
she's not a psychiatrist. It's like my regular doctor.
Well, then
she doesn't know if I'm depressed or not.
Yeah, go to a psychiatrist then.
Well, I was thinking about it, and I did some research, and I was going to, and then I just didn't. I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Who cares?
Well, I kind of do, because I don't like having people that are more depressed than me, because that makes me think they're going to, you know, do something bad.
Well, how do you... I mean, maybe we're equally depressed.
Yeah. I'm not suicidal. I'm not...
Me neither.
So we're just Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and this guy said something funny, too. So, like, there was another neurologist on the same, like, I don't know why I was watching these lectures, but this neurologist was saying that, you know, how there's this one part of the brain that gets fucked up, and it's the part where, like, you have a physiological response to different faces. Like, if you see your mother, your heart rate will go up because there's a certain...
Yes.
The facial recognition circuit goes to the you know, emotion circuit. Well, some people have that circuit disconnected. So when they see their mother, there's no reaction, right? And they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And but before, when he was explaining, he said, so when everybody sees their mother, even people that aren't Jewish, they get this reaction.
He did not say that.
Yeah, he did. It was funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's very amusing.
Because the Freudians were trying to make it all Oedipal and shit. He's like, no.
That's really funny.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Uh-huh.
I'm making some soup now.
What kind?
Low-fat clam chowder. Isn't that sexy?
Yeah. I'm going to see Holly tomorrow and Trotsky. I finally have
really?
Yeah, because Trotsky's been with her for a while, so I can get him back tomorrow.
Really?
Oh,
Holly, hi.
I will. She still has her picture of you hanging up. It looks real pretty.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the wall.
She sent me a digital version of it.
I have like 20 times. You don't fucking pay any fucking attention.
I haven't gotten any emails from you. You must have a fucked up email address for me.
I posted it on my weblog. I know that.
I know. I have it. I saw it there. We talked about it. Hold on one sec.
Fucking search for it. I ain't your goddamn...
No, I have it.
Flicker.
No. So, like, fucking, how are you? I feel like I've been talking to you forever. Miserable.
I'm. You know what? It's like, I suck. What can I say? I mean, I'm okay, but it's like this. I'm really fucking neurotic, and all I want to do is. Well, I tell myself all I want to do is stay in Chicago and get back with my friends and get my life back together. I think I mean it.
Really?
I think I mean it, but then when I'm actually home, I seem to spend a lot of time in my room, But then again, I am also spending some more time with friends because there's this new like club for like people that used to do drugs, and I've been pretty active with that. But then as soon as I see people I like other like as soon as I see a woman I'm attracted to, I like, it's like I'm a turtle and I go in the shell.
Yeah.
And I can't fucking get past it, and I'm fucking 58 years old. It's like, when is this going to stop? When will I have some fucking ovaries?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
It's scary. It's scary. It's like, it makes sense, you know?
Yeah,
I understand
it. Yeah, but it's also fucking retardation, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I understand. Mm. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay.
Don't beat yourself up on top of it, you know?
I know, but it's like, ugh. I feel like I can't complain because I have these problems that are so stupid, because some people say, like Andy Melton sits there, you know, eating like 50,000 calories a day, can barely leave his house, and he's like, why are you complaining? You have a great life. You get to travel, go to Florida, and I have to sit on my ass in Florida, in Tennessee all day with my parents.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you don't understand, no matter what it is, if you get used to it, it's all the same. You know, as long as you have food, clothing, and shelter, it's all the same.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're like a multimillionaire or if you're
yeah.
like...
Yeah, everybody has their shit. Yeah.
I just think it all evens out.
And yeah.
I'm just an idiot. And for me, like, when I went to Barcelona, I mean, I had fun when my friend Ali came, but I went to Barcelona, and for a week I was just miserable. I'm like, what am I doing in Barcelona by myself?
This is And stupid. You're miserable.
Right. I mean, I got a lot of footage and, you know, that art stuff, but it was like... retarded. I even told my psychiatrist, I'm like, I went to Barcelona, it sucked. He goes, nobody goes to Barcelona and has a bad time. You're This is my psychiatrist. I'm like,
okay. He's like, you should just kill yourself. He's like, if you can't have fun in Barcelona, that's it. That's like me, I know. Trust me.
Yeah. See, this is
I don't even know. I'm lost. I don't even know who I am. I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Do you ever feel like the girl and the lesbian in the plastic bubble, like Vinnie Barbarino? Did you ever see that movie?
Oh my God, are you kidding? Boy in the Bubble? I love it.
With Vinnie Barbarino. I'm the lesbian in the plastic prolapse bag or something.
I'm just the prolapse.
Okay, so we're really cheering each other up a lot. This is great. What are you doing? Are you working these days or is that something? Is that good?
I'm still teaching aerobics at the Y. I'm bartending again, which I swore I would never do ever again at 23. Mm-hmm. So 11 years later, you know, really flourished as an artist. And
did you say you're bartending at the Y?
No, I teach aerobics at the Y, and I bartend at the Roxy.
Okay. At the Roxy?
And,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I'm teaching poetry workshops and not really performing at all. And I'm getting my MFA. I had to leave that awful program. We talked about that slightly last time.
You're in a different program.
In the new program, and it's good, and, you know, trying to write a novel and whatever. And
are you? You know what? I really, this is my new thing. Like, I really enjoy writing, and I think I'm good at it, but I just don't have anything. It's like I need somebody to say, here's a plot. Like, I need a creator. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just...
What?
You know what you should do? I have advice for that, seriously.
Okay.
If you feel that way,
yeah.
Find a story that already exists, like a Shakespeare play,
okay.
And rewrite it. Like, write Macbeth in contemporary times, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. I could rewrite Pink Flamingos in contemporary. I could do that.
Yeah, well, whatever. It doesn't matter. Anything. If you have a plot, if you're saying, I could do it, I just need someone to give me a plot, just take a plot that's out there and reframe it.
But how do you do it without it being like... You know, you just mean, like, the basic plot, that's all, not the characters or what?
No, you could use the characters. You could do, you know what you should check out? Do you know about Diane Acker?
Never heard of her.
Okay, well, go look
her
up.
Oh, wait, I think I have her. Not Kathy Acker. No, I don't
Kathy Acker, yes, Kathy Acker. I said wrong.
Yeah, she's great.
She does a bunch of shit like that. Like, she rewrote Don Quixote, you know?
Really?
And she doesn't even, yeah, and she doesn't, like, she's done a lot of work on what is plagiarism, what
she's
is reframing a story.
The nuns with the cunts that, you know, were fucked too much. It was, like, so wonderful.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Somebody sent me that, that's why I know. I'm going to write that down, Kathy Acker.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Look into that and use that as inspiration, because she does that shit all the time.
Yeah. So, right. Anyway, how's your soup?
It's pretty good. It's not very good because it's like low fat, low sodium, healthy.
So my mother says, what time are you going to wake up tomorrow? I go, I don't know. She goes, can I wake you? I don't think you should sleep all the time. And, you know, normally I'd be like, why do you care? I'm 58 years old and you're telling me to wake me. And she said, can I wake you? I go, if you want, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I'm going to wake you at 10. And I didn't even answer. I'm just like, I shrugged my shoulders and kept on the computer.
Shuffled away.
Because I just, you know, like, I think that's good, though. Somewhat, sometimes I have to give in to shit.
And yeah, it's good that people care about you.
Because you know how you ever watch other people and their parents and they like find the dumbest things to argue about? You're like, mm-hmm. Why are you being like that to your parents? I mean, it's always the kids that seem crazy, not the parents, at least to me.
Yeah, and it's because you don't know the history. Like, you don't know what they're really responding to. It's some other shit. You know what I mean?
I think it's because there's some weird-ass fucking shit that makes your parents drive you fucking nuts.
It's because it's a whole life of crazy history. That's why, remember when I had that fucking Thanksgiving meltdown? It was like the worst fight with my dad ever, and I kept being like, Reagan, let's go. And he's like, you're blowing it out of proportion. You don't know what's going on. I'm like, it's my family. Like, this shit's going to blow.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't let me leave. And then we finally left. You know, but it was after the hugest fight me and my dad ever had, you know, because I knew he was going to just, I was about to lose my shit. And even though to him, he couldn't see why anything was wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I even knew that. I'm like, I know why in your perspective you think that this is, like, irrational, but you just, it's like, I wouldn't tell you how to deal with your family. Like, you know, it's like, I don't know your family shit.
Yeah, because people would watch me and my family at dinner, and they'd be like, oh, this is nice dinner, we're having food. And meanwhile, like, my heart is jumping in my chest because I hear every last bit. I hear every the tiniest, you know, molecule being chewed. I hear it, like, times 20,000 because I'm insane.
Everybody does that with their family.
Really? But
yes,
are you sure?
Of course.
Then how do people, like, get married and have kids?
Because we're talking about your parents. It's different with the person you marry.
Yeah, but I mean, if everybody's like that, then, I mean, how do people even get past it to leave the house is what I'm saying. Okay.
They leave the house to get away from them. The people are driving them insane.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? Because everybody thinks they're not going to fuck up. They're going to do it different. They're really in love. Their marriage is going to work, you know?
Yeah.
It's different this time.
I think there's... But see, I don't have any... I think my parents have been good parents. I think they've raised...
Me too.
I think their marriage is good. Of course, they've had their problems. Who hasn't? But I...
But they're still together. I mean, that's really rare.
Absolutely. But my thing is, like, I'm just disturbed. You know, it's not... It's like I'm just reacting to just because I'm fucking nuts, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, who could be that crazy, annoyed by somebody chewing that you're physically going to have a heart attack, almost. It's like an anxiety attack triggered by chewing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. There's whole monologues written on this subject.
Okay, so now you're making me feel a little bit different. Because now I can tell right there, that's where you and I are different, right?
Why?
Because you didn't relate to that in quite the same way you were relating to the chewing.
I can totally relate. What are you kidding?
Okay.
I've had to, like, break up with people because I couldn't listen to them breathe anymore.
Okay, now that we're having a deep discussion, can I be really honest with you?
Of course.
I'm having a supermodel crisis. You know how supermodels, they get real famous and then they, like, go insane and, you know, and smoke crack and they, like, completely fucking go berserk. Because they don't get attention anymore.
Yeah.
That's what's happening to me. Like, I'm like, I have the inverted pyramid. Like, I came in real early when this whole thing started. I was really super, everybody knew who I was, granted, not such a huge community. I had press everywhere. And then it's like some fucking, and then, like, I just get tinier and tinier, I feel like, because I don't know how to, you know, cry about Britney Spears. But I don't know. But then I was on Seismic yesterday, and some guy was like, Oh my God, it's mad, because they didn't recognize me at first, because sometimes I look a little masculine. So that made me feel good. But, you know, I feel like I have this ego thing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's really embarrassing. But
I'm going to tell you two things.
Okay.
One, more than with anything else in life, some things are really concrete, but, like, your, like, status in terms of your hotness is very, not you, anybody, it's a very nebulous thing.
Yeah.
And if you're putting out there, like, I fell off, I'm not as important anymore, it's going to keep manifesting, you know?
Mm.
And not only that, though, you got to do something, mix it up, do something shocking so people have to pay attention, you know?
Yeah, but it just seems like so much of that, and I can do that, but I see so many people do that, and I just see that most of the time it's negative, and it's like, I can't afford any of that right now.
So don't do something negative.
Mm.
Do something different. Different doesn't have to be negative.
Yeah.
Shake it up somehow. I'm going through the exact same thing, actually. I mean, I don't even matter anymore. I don't matter. I don't even matter. I don't even hardly have any friends left. Like, most of my friends won't even speak to me.
Yeah.
Like, let alone, like, famousness. Really? I don't do any poetry tracts anymore. Like, I'm glad I got my book published and worked on a novel. But my friends don't even like me anymore. I don't have any fucking friends.
My friends like me, I think. But there's just so few of them. It's just I've been ignoring them. But I think you're dead on in your first point, though. But that makes me think I should erase this part of the conversation, then.
No, because you don't have to hide.
Because I'm being real, right?
Bearing the truth doesn't make it go away. Just go, okay, acknowledge. I'm not going to do that anymore and change right now.
But see, at the same time, it's been really nice, because when you're not like this one that is absolutely at the top of the heap, then people aren't fucking mean to you. Like, nobody's
right.
Mean. People
no
aren't
one's
mean
hating.
To me anymore. When mm-hmm. You know, and, like, there was a time, like, the more, like, popularity, the more hate you get. And then...
Yep.
And
true.
And more drugs. Anyway, the real problem is my contract ends in April, so I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Well...
So, and the thing is, I really, you know, I have to abide by my contract, and then... While I'm under contract, I can't really do anything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird thing.
Here's the thing. They, like, there may be a part of you that would rather not be hated on than have the success, you know? You may be subconsciously...
True.
...withdrawing, because you're definitely... I mean, I'll just tell you as an outside person who hasn't talked in a while, like, you're definitely being much, like, safer and more worried about... saying something wrong and offending people. And
yeah,
maybe you think like on your ego level and on the conscious level, you think you want one thing, but maybe deep down you want something different.
So I don't get it then. What do I think I want? I don't even know what I think I want.
It sounds like you're like, oh no, I fell off. I'm not as popular as I was. I'm not as pertinent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that makes you sad, but then you're also saying, but it's really nice not to be hated on all the time. So maybe the part of you that doesn't like being hated on is really, you know, stronger than you know.
I think what bothers me is the same thing that bothers every actor, every other performer. It's just that you never know.
Yeah, you never have steady ground.
Right.
Never.
Right. And I think that I don't think I'm special in any way in that regard. From you,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Or a writer, or a director, or anyone. But I think that's what is crossed into. And plus, I made a conscious decision. Are you washing the dishes, or are you douching your giant?
Both. I'm rinsing the clams down my pussy.
You're supposed to say you're soaking in it, Madge. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That would have been funny.
This is a really off like, I'm not even mean myself today, but this is a good conversation. Oh, they just posted pictures from... Mad Pod posted pictures from the Pod Show party. Oh my God, this should be funny. Can I send them to you? Are you online still?
Yeah, I'm not on my computer, but send them to me and I'll look on the side.
God, there's so many fucking things.
See, you're still fabulous and you're still a rock star. It's just in your mind, really.
Well, I was really happy when somebody on Seismic was like starstruck by me yesterday. That made me happy. Mm.
I don't matter anymore. I understand.
You matter to me.
Thanks. Seriously.
Okay, I hope you can get to your computer while we're talking at some point, because you need to see this. Let's see. There's nothing really... I think there's only one picture, though. Are you kidding me? There's only one picture? What kind of fucking douchebag sent one picture? Damn it, bad pod. I'll kick your fucking ass. Man, oh, and that's the other thing. Like, all these people that were, like, my best friend...
Uh-huh.
Like, it's, like, totally fucking obvious. Like, I can't tell you how many people have been like, oh, Madge, you're so great, you're so great, you're so great. And to the point where, like, I think I'm friends with them, and then I talk about them and promote their show. And then as soon as they get to be, like, where they don't need me anymore, it's just, like, complete disconnection. Complete. This has, like, happened so many times.
But do you think that... Just see what you're focusing on right now. You might be focusing on the negative.
Well, I wonder why. Maybe a car full of chewing. No, you're right.
I know. Jew chewing, no less.
I know, but, yeah.
Jewing. Jewing. That's what we should call it. That's the verb.
Jewing.
For old man masticating with their mouth open. It's called jewing your food.
Masticating. See, I love that word. I forgot about that word.
Well, maybe that's why we talked. That's one way I can give love, through vocabulary.
Masticating. It's like masturbating, but with food. So
exactly.
Good. So, you're not...
You know what's another good word? What? Frittage.
What does that mean?
It's like, you don't know about frittage?
No, what does it mean?
It's like rubbing up against some shit for your own erotic pleasure.
No, I don't
like
know.
People who are like frittage fetishists, or people who like go on a subway, like a crowded subway, and rub up against someone without like them know, you know, and then like get away really quick.
It sounds so French though. French or
I know. Frittage.
It sounds like an omelet.
It is like an omelet.
Mm-hmm. Like a pan. I had that happen once. It was so weird. Like it was on a train in Amsterdam.
See, it's always on a train.
It was on a train. It was actually, yeah, a train between Amsterdam and some other city. And it was like, I was on the side of this weird guy who kept rubbing his dick. And like, really obvious, like looking at his dick, then looking at me. And then he would look at the person of the opposite sex on the other side of him doing the same thing. It was so freaky. But it was also...
Did he have his penis out?
Well, no, but it was, you know...
Awake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that happened to me once when I was in New York?
You had a penis?
I was coming home. I'm just going to tell you this because who cares? We're being honest. Right?
Yes.
This was like over 10 years ago, like 12 years ago. I'm coming home from up near Harlem where Columbia University is.
Yeah.
But I was hanging out with some of my friends in their dorm who went to Barnard and Columbia. You should know about Barnard. That's the lesbian school at Columbia.
Oh, sure. I know all about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know everything about lesbians.
Mm-hmm. So...
Because I am one.
I took so many drugs that night. All the Columbia kids were, like, major druggies because it was in Harlem. I mean, they started doing heroin and shit, you know?
That's fucking cool.
Awful. Okay. So, anyway, though... I was fucked up that night.
Yeah.
And then I decided at like 4 in the morning I had to go home to Brooklyn. I'm going to take the train home to Brooklyn, okay?
Yeah.
I get on the train and there's this guy who, and remember, I'm like 21 in this story. There's a guy on the train about my age and it was like, you know, 11 years ago, it was like FUBU days. So he's in this like whole matching denim outfit with like Timberland boots, you know? Like white denim, hideous, with like white denim jacket and Timberland boots. And there's like no one on the train because it's 4 in the morning. And he has his dick out.
Out?
Yeah, just outside of his pants. And he's just acting like everything's normal. You know what I mean? He's not doing anything weird except he has his penis out.
Was it hard?
No. I mean, no. It was just flopping there. I didn't even want to look at it because I could tell he wanted the attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's why I had it out, I'm assuming.
Was that a frittage then?
No, but it just reminded me of the train. But I did have a thing like that on the train, although that wasn't frittage either, because one time I was on the train, it was really, really crowded, and I had a dress on, and this guy reached inside my dress and grabbed my pussy. Never told you about that. over my underwear. Like, he didn't go in my underwear, but he just reached up inside my dress and grabbed my pussy. And I went...
Okay, that is so funny, but I shouldn't have laughed.
It is funny. It's okay. I just stood... Listen to what I did. I stood perfectly still. I just fucking stood there until we got to the next stop because we were, like, 5 seconds away. And then when we got to the stop, I, like, went, ooh, with my elbow behind me, like, elbowed him in the chest. And then he, like, hunched forward, and I brought my hand up back behind me and punched him in the face. And then I ran off the train, and right when I was getting off the train as the doors were closing, I was like, that guy right there just fucking fondled me. That guy, get him. And then I ran away.
Well. That's terrible. I don't know why I laughed.
It was really it was really upsetting. I had to walk it off. Like, I walked for like 10 blocks in a circle just like trying to...
Well, you know what happened to me in South Beach, and I this actually happened on my show, like, a couple of years ago, but I was walking on South Beach, on Lincoln Road, you know, the main drag, and these girls walked by, and they grabbed my ass really fucking hard. And I was like, I normally could give a flying fuck, you know, I love the attention, but I was, like, in a bad mood, you know, probably somebody was dying, God knows what, too much coffee.
Who knows, yeah.
And they said... I said, what the fuck are you doing? Or something like that. And I started, you know, cussing him out. I don't know. So then I, like, then this big fat lady, she says something like, oh, cute dog, or something like that, because I was probably walking Trotsky. So I used that as an immediate out. I said, oh, thank God, you know, I'm away from those people. Well, this turns out to be this crazy fat woman who's this, like, Zionist from hell, and her son is named Shmui Bateach, who's this talk radio announcer in or like some Hasidic Jew that has a radio show in New York, and they're insane.
Oh, and my God.
Lecturing me on how great Bush is.
Oh, my God.
I thought I had escaped these awful people. It's all on the show. It's God knows how long ago, but it's there's a recording of it. And she says that, I was like, don't you feel like your privacy is being invaded? She goes, I have nothing to hide, so I have, my privacy is not invaded.
So nice. That's how I feel, too.
What?
I like her for that.
Are you an idiot?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
You like the privacy being invaded?
No, I have nothing to hide.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean your privacy should be invaded.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the nothing to hide part.
Yeah, but she was saying, I have nothing to hide, so I don't care what they do.
But that is kind of how I feel. It's not like I like it, like I want it, but...
What about the right to privacy? I mean, don't you think that's kind of fundamental? Like, it's not a matter of whether or not you have something to hide. It's the fact that the right to privacy is sacred, no?
Yes, no, absolutely. I only meant the nothing to hide part. Of course, they should not take our civil liberties away.
Right, okay.
Should have a right to privacy.
She was coming from a different angle. She was basically saying... that she agrees with everything Bush does because...
He has nothing to hide, yeah.
Well, because it stops bullshit. Terrorism.
Yeah, right. To listen to our cell phone calls.
I mean, part of the reason people live like the way I do, we're out in the open, and so many other people do, is because it's kind of a way to turn around this whole panopticon. You know, like, okay, well, you know, one way to deal with people that are constantly spying on you is you do the opposite. You give them way more information than they ever want in the first place.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And that's what I do.
What I do, too.
And that's my personal philosophy, too, I guess, is not having anything to hide, because as soon as you do, somebody can use something against you.
It's Taoist, really.
But it's totally different from what she was talking about, which is, you know...
Yeah, she was defending the right to, like, take away our civil liberties.
Right.
Which is bullshit.
Yes. Oh, God. You know, it was almost 2 years ago I saw you. It was the only time I saw you, I think. What? Oh, no, we saw you no, that was before. When I saw you in Los Angeles at that horrible
convention. Oh, yeah, that was years ago.
It was just over 2 years ago. It was November, I think November of 2005.
Really? Yeah, you're right.
That's when the convention was, and then whole horrible death was in February of 2006. Yeah, which I'm still not over, by the way, as if I ever.
Well, how could you be? Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
I know, but it's like, I'm Jewish. But
I know, but you don't have to beat yourself up on top of it.
I know, but it's like, I never realized, like, how much I was in love with him, you know? Per. You know, but, like,
yeah.
I can be totally, totally fine. And then the weirdest thing will just send me spiraling into it. It's not really a depression, because I view depression as something that doesn't really have a reason. But send me into this profound sadness. Like, for some reason, we were at the Cracker Barrel. And don't ask me why I was eating there. That's another story. I don't want to go there.
Because you hate black people. Go on.
And gay people. But I was at the Cracker Barrel. And Cracker.
Is that the Cracker.
But I picked up the dessert card, which had three different pies on it. And something about it just reminded me of her. And I don't even remember what it was. It might have even been it was probably because at one point I had stopped at a Cracker Barrel on my way home by myself with Chauncey. Okay, this isn't even with her in the car, with Juan or with Gussie in the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, coming back, it made me think of the car ride that we would have had mm-hmm. she come back to Chicago. Do you understand? And then it made me think of how, you know, we packed all that stuff with the idea of her coming to live with me, and then it turned into a disaster, and then but that's how it works. That's how insidious this death is.
Why don't you stop thinking of it as insidious, or like you're doing anything wrong, or you're fucked up, and I mean, stop beating up on yourself. It's totally normal and natural. And I think that you're absolutely on the right path with writing. I think you should be writing, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, that's the kind of stuff you can write about. And it's absolutely normal. And a lot of humans here on this planet would really appreciate hearing that, even the ones that are just listening right now, you know, or whatever. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I can write about that. I haven't thought about that.
But, you know, you don't have to make it the exact same. That's what's the thing about fiction.
Yeah, I know.
It can be very therapeutic.
Right.
And you're also blessing other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, that's for sure. I know that by...
When life hands you something so exquisitely painful, such as this, you know, the only redemption that we can find in life for anything is creation, and you're a great artist, and it's not exploiting it.
I don't have any problem. I don't view it as exploitation by any means.
Yeah.
And I know how much it helped people when I talked about it when I was going.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I feel like I can talk about it once in a while, granted, but still talk about it on the show. But writing is, maybe that's what I need to do, because it's.
If that's what you're scared of, that's why you should do it. You know.
Yeah, maybe.
It just helps you process things, especially things that are, like, swirling around in your brain. Once you get them on paper, I know it sounds stupid, but it does some subconscious thing.
Let's do word associations now.
Okay, go.
Since we're talking about what's in our brain. Just, like,
go.
Name the first thing that comes to your mind right now.
Go.
I'm asking you.
Oh, you want me to just say it's word association. I'm supposed to associate it with the word you say.
Okay, typewriter.
Penis.
I'm sorry, I was just trying to continue.
Wait, okay, go, I'm do it again, do it again.
Finger caught.
What is it?
Finger cot. It's one of those things that you wrap around. It looks like a condom for your finger when you get it, like a cut.
Oh,
on your
finger, yeah.
And it protects it.
Okay, balloon knot.
Okay, party.
I can't think of what it's called, that stuff that dentists give you. Nitrous oxide.
Lesbian sex.
Clam chowder.
Oh. Apple pie with ice cream.
Cracker Barrel. sorry. Gay sex. Why'd I do that? What's wrong with me? I have Tourette's.
Shut up. You're supposed to do it. This is word association. There's no rules. Gay sex.
Pink.
Pink sock?
Pink.
Do you know what a pink sock is?
Pink sock?
Yeah.
No, what is it? Foreskin?
It's like when you... I think I might be wrong, but it's like when you shit, and you shit so hard that, like, part of your asshole comes out, that it's pink. Or if, like...
What? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does. You just don't see it. Like, okay, let's say...
if you're, like, watching a porn, and they were, like, doing poop, and then it's, like, the butthole comes out.
Or fisting, yeah. It's kind of like a mini prolapse.
I don't know. It's called pink sock?
Yeah.
What about black people?
It's everybody's pink on the inside.
The whole inside of their colon comes out?
It's just a sock. Like a sports sock. Not even a whole sock. Like a, you know, like just
an ankle sock.
Exactly. Okay, go. That was your word, though. Pink sock or words.
Jew.
Cunt.
Vagina.
Jew.
Hitler.
Harry.
Vagina.
Monkey.
Vagina.
Stone soup.
Stone soup? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, fable.
Aesop.
what's that guy's name? Mowgli.
Who?
The guy from the Jungle Book.
Okay, Moff Ugly.
Mowgli.
Yeah, I know, but that was my word, though. Moff Ugly. Oh.
Big toe.
Pig toe.
Barbed penis. Pigs have barbed penises.
Marquis de Sade.
Oh, Sade.
Donna Summer.
Relaxer.
Hemorrhoids.
Eye bags.
Eye bags?
Eye bags, like when you have bags under eyes.
Cunt juice pie.
My mom.
Bloat.
Denim.
Too tight.
Choking.
Lesbian sex.
Nipples.
Tucking.
Chickens.
Oh my God, strangle. I watched a video of that Ryan and Jay did today of chickens being killed, so strangle.
Oh.
It was part of a, you know, a green thing.
Tila's, like, on her date with the boy now.
Wow.
We're going to see who she chooses in a minute. Who do you think, just by guessing, by knowing nothing about the show, who do you think Tila will choose, the boy or the girl?
Well, the girl.
Yeah, the girl is hot, and she's hot like a guy, so she gets the best of both worlds if she chooses Danny, the girl.
You know, my friend Ludwig made me sit through an entire episode of Project Runway the other day. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, I can't even believe it. But my beautiful, wonderful roommate, Bridget, like, she has been touring. That's why I was, like, living here. I was, like, subletting when she was on tour. Uh-huh. And she got hooked onto the show on the road. And she was like, oh, you've got to see it. And
which
she's
one?
Back in town now. Tila Tequila.
Oh.
And now they had a marathon the other day. So I had never seen it. And then I saw every episode all at once in, like, 5 hours. It's terrible. And now it's the final one.
Well, CeCe Chapman's birthday is today, according to my... You know...
Who is that?
He's fat. There's so many... you actually met him probably at that convention 1,000 years ago. He's very nice.
CeCe? I feel like I would remember a guy named CeCe, but I don't know. Maybe
he's very, very charming. But anyway, it's his birthday, so happy birthday, whatever. But I had like a million things I was going to talk about. There's so much going on in the news, and I read everything, and I listened to everything, and then what do I get on and I just talk about my giant and how incredibly fucked up I am. It's so egotistical. But I'm not going to be hard on myself.
Self-indulgent. Yeah, don't beat yourself up anymore.
But I had to do a show like this today because I was just like so therapy. Scattered. I'm scattered. And my mother's going to wake me up at 8 hours, so, you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not even...
Yeah, you still have time to get a full 8 hours, though.
No, you know what? Yeah, right. But I got to figure out how I'm going to rent a car because I got to get down to Miami. And I'm like, for sure, I kept telling myself, I'm going to get a car this time because I hate going to Miami and I get stranded, you know, in the, and then, you know, I feel like I can't
not
go anywhere because
yeah.
I'm in the little neighborhood, the gated place. Mm-hmm. Plus, I want to come back and forth to here. Well, I try to rent a car. They're all like, it says $19 a day, but the taxes are like another $10 a day.
So it turns out
to be $300 for a week, and I'm like, and then I start thinking, Jesus Christ, I can't fucking afford this shit. You know?
Yeah.
So I might take the train. I'm so ghetto.
Yeah, you can just rent a car. You'll be happier.
Yeah.
Think about it. Even if there was just taxes, right, and it was $19 a day for a week, it would still be, like, with tax, like, $160.
No, they gave you the total. It's $300 because they need it for 10 days.
I know, but I'm saying even if they weren't lying, it's only, like, another $100.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But then you have to fly home, and that's another $250 because, you know, I'm bringing the dog with me.
Oh. Well, why don't you just drive the car back? Fuck that.
Thank you. But it's not my car, and that's not even a possibility, nor would it be. I would do it if you were here and you wanted to go with me.
I wish I was. I miss you really bad, Madge.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I just don't talk to anyone. I've completely isolated myself. Like, I just started doing...
You don't have to explain it with me, because I'm the same way. I don't have any issues with people, you know?
I know, me neither.
When people are on my good list, they stay there, you know?
Yeah.
And you're on my good list. Reagan's on my
Thank
good list.
You.
Everyone,
I know. Me too. I love everyone. Yeah. I'm not mad at anyone.
Well, I don't love everyone by any means. But when certain people
you know
do,
what I mean.
Certain people do certain things that proves that they just get. It's kind of like they get a VIP pass.
They're down. You know they're down. Right. There's some ride or die homies. Ride or die.
And like, I mean, even so, I don't care. I mean, if I wanted to talk to you, I could have called you. It's just as well as you could have called me. So it's no big deal.
It's not that I don't want to talk to you. It's not that I could have called if I want. It's that I isolate myself because I don't want to, like, spread my negativity juice on people. I'm trying to fix myself before I make other people go down with me.
No, I know what you mean. That can be really boring. Plus, like, I have enough friends that are in the recovery scene that do that, where you have to listen to them for, like, an hour talk about themselves, and then you're just, like, barely listening.
Yeah, I just try so hard. I realize I'm really fucked up because, like, I really feel like if somebody knows me long enough, eventually they'll stop liking me, because that's what's happened a lot this year, and like my whole life, but a lot this year. So I really feel, even though I know it's, I don't know it's not true, but I want to believe it's not true, but there's part of me that really is like...
Now that's a serious, that's a very...
If somebody,
statement.
Like, well, that's just what happens, like, eventually people just are sick of my shit, they just bail out, like, and so... That's got to be a problem with me, not the rest of the world, you know?
You know, I had to do this thing where it's called like a personal inventory. It's an exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And you write.
It sounds very Starting Over House.
I don't know from TV, but, you know, well, I watch TV, but I only like scripted TV. But so you do, what you do is you make a list of like all the relationships you've had where you feel like that came out badly or that you have a resentment, basically. So like, and so
okay, sorry.
Like,
go ahead.
So you write, like in one column, you say who is the resentment, and what happened, and how do you feel? And then every single one of mine, where it was either me blowing the other person off or the other person blowing me off. In other words, it had nothing to do with, you know, whether or not I'm a decent person. It's just like you reap what you sow, and you know, sometimes when I thought people were blowing me off, I was actually blowing them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I definitely hear what you're saying. It would probably be good for me to look at patterns, but mine aren't about resentment at all. I'm not like people bail out on me because people are shitty. I'm saying I'm obviously like there's something wrong with me.
Well,
like,
you know, it could be that your vagina smells.
That what?
Your vagina smells.
Yeah, it could be. The stench is so unbearable that they just have to bounce. Mm-hmm. But no, but I see your point. The greater point is that when I think like people are bailing out on me, maybe I bailed on them.
Exactly.
I don't even know it. Yeah. But maybe that's possible. It's something to look at for sure.
Yeah. Are you going to perform some more?
No. I mean, I wish I was, but I'm not doing anything to make
it
happen.
Is it your favorite thing in the whole wide world to perform?
Yeah, I'm really sad without it. I feel dead inside. I'm in a lot of pain without it.
Me too.
It hurts my heart. I'm really sad about it. And I try to convince myself, oh, it's good. I'm just growing up. This is much more mature. Just being a writer and be a novelist. And it's very immature and egotistical to want to perform anyway. And
you know what I do when I feel
it's time for me to grow up.
I watched The Power of Myth, Joseph Campbell series with Bill Moyers from the 80s.
Yeah, so good.
So good. But there's this one part where, you know, in the one about love is the best one. I could even put it on my website. It's public TV. Nobody would care. But, you know, it says basically you have to follow your bliss.
Yeah.
You have to, no matter what. It's like, I don't care if you have kids, if you have, you know, no money, whatever it is.
You have to follow your bliss.
You have to, or you will not be happy.
I know.
So that's why I've committed myself that no matter what happens, even if I have to sell my apartment or whatever, I'm doing what I like to do. And as messy as my life is, I'm doing what I like to do.
Yeah.
Granted, I'd rather be doing, I wish I could do some live performance, but that's all within the realm of possibility, for God's sake. But it's all still stuff that I'm generally doing.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be neurotic about it. I mean, for God's sake, look at people like Madonna are neurotic about it, and they're on top of the world.
Yes.
Everybody wants, Oprah, you know, they all want to be better and more famous and more whatever.
Yeah.
I know.
You'd always feel inadequate, like there's more you could do.
Yeah. I think, like, I really just want millions of dollars, so I'm hoping that Pod Show 3.0, whatever the fuck it is, really is something amazing that blows people's socks off, because if Pod Show makes a lot of money, then I could, too. And that would be great. Then I, you know, that would be nice.
Yeah,
that's
what I think. I'm like, okay, I'm doing my MFA, I'm writing my novel, and I would like to get an agent and just do some college gigs that pay really well and just do a few of those a month, and I could live and be performing and be happy. And
yeah. Who won?
She's talking to him right now. She's talking to Bobby right now, the boy. I think his name's Bobby, but I really wouldn't care about Danny, the girl. Hold on, here it is.
Okay.
They're standing on a glass, like, weird table that's in a pool.
Oh, my God, is she going to take a shit?
Huh?
Is she going to shit?
No, they're like, sitting in a pool.
Okay.
But they're standing on a table on a pool. Does that make sense? Like a weird, clear stage outside of the, in the water.
Jesus, yeah.
Hold on. Here it is. Oh, my God. The suspense.
Oh, I hate when they stand there for like an hour. And they're like, is it?
This is it. Oh, my God!
What? She picked a boy? Come on, talk.
Oh, my God! She chose the boy. Oh, my God, you fucking bitch. You played yourself, Tila, you fucking whore.
Maybe she liked dick too much.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's so punked.
She liked dick.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, we should be done because now I have to post this fucking thing. You know what? I'm not going to edit it at all. It's just going to go
out. Why should you? Stop. This is, you know what? My lesson to you for anything for this podcast today is stop worrying about editorializing yourself.
Okay.
Be you again. I need to do it too, both of us.
My advice to you is give me more advice.
Okay, well, I will. You want some right now?
No.
okay, I'm going to give you some anyway.
You've given me a
you
lot.
You need to
okay.
stop editing yourself, and you need to be nice to yourself.
And other people, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but be nice to yourself first, and then you have more niceness to give to everyone else. Just, like, love yourself first, and okay, you have more love to everyone
give
else.
Give me an example, like, how do I practice being nice to myself, like, as an example?
Okay, like, don't be like, I'm so stupid, I'm so fucked up, I'm failing, I'm not as on top as I was.
Okay.
And just be like, I'm fucking awesome, I'm Madge Weinstein, I'm a fucking complete, like, groundbreaking artist that's just irreverent and doesn't give a fuck, and that's why people love me.
Right.
And I'm gonna fucking stay true to myself.
Right. Well, makes sense. Okay, I got it. I could do that.
Of course you can do it. It's easier. I need to take my own advice.
Yes. This is true. But that's how it goes. But you're right, you know, because I have a lot of people, always tell me, you know, they're like, Madge, you have no idea how highly people think of you. You know, and yet you have such a low opinion of yourself. Whore.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Me too. Mm-hmm. You keep convincing yourself of it and convincing other people, eventually they'll believe you. I'm living proof.
Right.
I'm like a complete fuck up.
You just did it. No, you can't just tell me not to do it and then you do it in the same breath.
Go listen to my recent podcast.
You're still doing podcasts?
Well, yeah, because my fans are so nice. My fan Gemma from Australia, I was
Good
so
Lord.
Depressed
I think...
and I wasn't recording at all. And she sent me a box of these chocolate Australian cookies called Tim Tams and a DVD of like a really scandalous, like, Australian soap opera and was like, please feel better and record.
You're still doing Eat Bird?
And so I recorded one and I just cried the whole show and was like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me, but you guys wanted it. Here it is. You know?
Yeah, I'm subscribing to it now. I don't know, like, usually when somebody doesn't do a show for a long time, I just unsubscribe and forget about it.
I know. There was like, from July to November, I didn't do one. Can you believe she chose a boy?
My God, I searched
Hold on, Bridget just walked in. Are you, like, so appalled? I am.
Wait a second, Rachel.
He's not even cute. I'm disappointed.
Rachel.
Yes, sorry.
Eat Bird is not on iTunes.
I know, Reagan took us off iTunes like 4 years ago when he said iTunes hates gays.
Whatever, get it relisted.
I don't know how.
Oh my God, it's so easy. You just go to the iTunes music store.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to the podcast directory, press podcast, and then you submit a podcast. There's a button for it, and then you just put in all the information.
Okay.
I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, they won't have any problem putting you in. If there is a problem and they don't put you in a few days, you just send a message to tech support because there's no reason why they wouldn't.
Well, why don't you do it then?
I won't.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. Will you call me more often? I miss you. I mean, I know you probably won't. I won't
I
either.
Probably
I
won't. But it's nice to chat with you. Really.
I know. I miss you and I love you so much. Let's try. I'll try. Like, okay. You didn't even say, maybe you're like evolving in other ways because you didn't even say fuck you when I said that I loved you.
No, I said you too, I think.
Whoa. So maybe some things need to be worked on, but other things are like very evolved.
Well, you know what somebody said to me? Because, you know, have you heard of this thing called Seismic? It's this new... You know about Twitter, right?
No. Well, so I just acted like I did before when you said it, because I feel like I've heard of it, and I should.
These are like... You really should, because these are like ways that... They're like a stream of consciousness kind of new kind of blogging, where you can only... You enter like a text, like 140 characters or less, and then it's kind of like live journal, but there's no... It's just linear. It's just a straight line of... people saying stuff, and that's it. 140
Whoa,
characters
that's
or less.
Cool.
Yeah. So, but Seismic is this thing that just opened, and it's the same thing plus video. So you make these little videos like, oh, I smell, or whatever, and then you post it, and it goes right along with the stream, and then, like, a couple hours later, you'll never find that video again because it just kind of vanishes into the ether.
But that's cool.
It's a fun way to communicate, but... But somebody, Jan, who's this lady I know through the video blogging circuit, and I started talking to her on the video, and she's like, and she's been on my show before, and I'm like, cunt, lesbian, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Let me eat your pussy, everything. And she's like, my God, man, you are so nice on video. And you know why? It's because you have to see the person. You have to see the face. It makes you nicer.
So it's like your heart is there.
Yeah, I think when I... That kind of... It's made me rethink some things. Not really. Oh, well.
Well, I always thought you were just so sweet. Even... I like people who hate me. Like, it makes me love you more, you know?
Well, you're Jewish.
Yeah. That's how we are. I think you're sweet.
A lot of people don't get it, but people that listen to this show get it.
Yeah.
And this is just a bizarre little self-reflective, bizarre show, so I don't think any of those rules apply. But I'll still be a mean whore tomorrow. Don't worry, audience. All right, Rape Patrol.
I do love you, Madge. I'm going to call you soon, even if it's hard for me, because I feel low self-esteem, and I feel like no one should talk to me. I'm going to do it anyway, because I want to
stay. You know, call me in the next 2 weeks while I'm at Holly's. It's like being in the safe house, you know. It's very quiet and calm. I have time. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm doing. I have to move by the end of the month. I could move to Chicago. I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, come on over. You'll like
maybe
it.
I'll move in with you.
Well, maybe. I mean, you'd have to clean, though. I don't know that would work. I don't know. Well,
I'm kidding, anyway. I can't live with anyone, because anyone who's around me eventually hates me, remember? And I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, I'm kind of the same way, but it's like the opposite.
I hate anyone I'm around too long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holler.
Gussie
was so we're like a perfect couple, actually.
Yeah. No, I can live in the same building as somebody, no problem.
All right, I already did the neighbor lovers.
We have to end because I need to eat.
Yeah, you got
to
go to bed.
And eat.
You're getting woken up at 8:10.
It sounds retarded, doesn't it?
Oh, no, it's mom styles. I love it.
No, it's retarded that 10 is early.
I know, but it's almost 2. You need 8 hours.
Okay, prolapse. Well, take
I
care.
Love you,
don't,
prolapse.
Don't keep saying that because it makes me feel like I have to.
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
I'm used to people not saying it back, remember? Okay. Sweet dreams.
Bye.
Bye.